Iran has summoned the French ambassador to protest France's move to allow an anti-Iran terror group to hold its annual gathering in Paris. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman said the French ambassador was told to prevent the gathering of groups of a terrorist nature. Behram Qasemi said such gatherings will lead to the promotion of extremism and terrorism. He also said Iran blasted the presence of a number of former U.S. officials at the event. On Saturday, Mujahideen-e-Khalq terror group held its annual meeting in Paris. A number of U.S. officials, including Rudy Giuliani, Donald Trump's personal lawyer, participated in the event. Joining us live now from Paris itself is Joe Quinn, who is editor and researcher at SOT.net. Joe, thanks for joining us. What did you make of the MKO terror group's gathering in Paris?
Well, it's nothing new in Paris for people who live in the area where this MEK group has their organization. It's not or has the, have their headquarters. It's nothing new to them either. It's I think Press TV did a documentary on this group several years ago, and it's a pretty scary organization. You know, it's more or less a cult, or certainly it started out as a cult, and but also it has a long history of terrorism inside Iran, and obviously a long history of being hosted and accommodated by Western countries. France, obviously, it's headquartered there, but there's obviously serious support for this group, at least since 2012, since they were taken off the U.S. terror list. There's a lot of support for them amongst in political circles in the U.S. as well. You mentioned Rudy Giuliani being there, but really Giuliani is just getting paid a lot of money to support this group. That's pretty much why he's involved. John Bolton, for example, Trump's national security advisor, is very friendly with him as well. He kind of famously just a year or two ago declared that by 2019 both members of the MEK and John Bolton himself would be celebrating together in Tehran. So I mean, obviously it's obviously part of the Western support for this group is obviously part of the long-term ongoing attacks and demonization of Iran. And of course France is, you know, was against the U.S. backing out of the Iran deal, France at the same time, the French and French political circles are keeping their options open because they don't know what's going to happen. Ultimately, they think they don't know what's going to happen with Iran. They don't know which way the wind is going to ultimately blow there. So from their perspective, it's a good idea to keep their options open, let's say, because, of course, MEK declares themselves as the kind of revolutionary government in exile of Iran, blah, 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 and that they are the rightful heir to Iran. The fact that they're a creepy, cultish kind of group, notwithstanding. But it's no surprise, really, that the American politicians would and European politicians, French politicians, would be sidling up to this kind of a group. I mean, ultimately, it's about money, and it's about real politics and keeping your offices open. There's no ideology involved here. Of course, this group was a terrorist group up until 2012 on the U.S. Terrorist list, and then they just take Hillary Clinton actually got it taken off the terror list, and then the rest bodies. So I mean, the whole thing is just so cynical and ridiculous. It's hard to take any of it seriously, apart from the fact that these people are a serious threat, have been a serious threat to Iran in the past, and are, in fact, a terroristic cultic group. And unfortunately, they're finding common cause at the moment with, or have found common cause with Western politicians in their political stance towards Iran.
Joe, I wonder, is there an understanding in Paris and in other capitals that are supporting this group that no Iranian really supports them because of the fact that there is a history of so many terrorist attacks on their part on innocent Iranian civilians?
Well, obviously, on political circles in France, in the French government, that's very well known what this group is. But again, politicians, particularly today in the West, are very cynical. They don't hold to any particular ideology. It's whatever works, whatever is in their own self-interest, that's what they'll follow. So, but amongst the average French person, certainly in Paris, there's not a lot of awareness of who they are, apart from the people who are paying attention. And those that are paying attention seem to have it very, very clear that this is a scary, freaky, cultish kind of group with terroristic history. And no one really takes them seriously. No, you know, despite the attempts to kind of rehabilitate them by the French government or by the American government over the past 5 or 6 years, I think anybody who knows anything about them or just looks them up will immediately understand why everybody should be very wary of them and realize that they are effectively a kind of proxy terror force in waiting for the day that Western politicians hope. Or some Western politicians hope that they can maybe organize an orange or a color revolution in Iran and install this bunch of crazy cultists.
Very well, Joe, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here on Press TV.